We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Dalad. We're up to Sif Beis, which is the top of page test. The Mechaber says, Yidaktik la'aros aleihem mayim shalosh pa'amim. One should be careful when he is watching Negavasser to pour water three times. Lahavir ruach ra shashor aleihem. That's in order to get off the ruach ra. Just to summarize what we had learned previously in Sif Aleph, that there was a machlokas, the Rosh and the Rashba, about why we make a bracha of Anatilas Yadayim, if it's because during the night Yadayim Askani Hosein, and therefore they're dirty, I'm washing it before Tefillah, that's the Rosh, or like the Rashba, because a person when he wakes up in the morning is a Briah Chadosha, and therefore it's like doing the Avoda of the Kohen, where he washed from the Kior, so we wash with a bracha. But we said according to both reasons, there was also an additional reason, which is because of Ruach Ra, and that's what we're discussing over here, that the Mechaber tells us one should be careful, but Dafka to pour three times on each hand to remove the Ruach Ra that is on the hand. So the Mishabura says in Sifkatan Ches, Yedakteik, Ki chutz mehato'amim haniskarim b'sifkatan aleph, shetzorach lito yodov latfila, because besides the reasons that we just mentioned in Sifkatan aleph of why one has to wash his hands in the morning before tfila, tzorach lito gam mishum ruach ra hashora al hayadayim. He also needs to wash because of the ruach ra, the evil spirit that is hovering on the hands. But in a case where the netilah would only be coming for the ruach ra'a, lohayu misaknin al zeh bracha. Chazal would not have been misaknin a bracha for that. L'chein anu tzrichim gam l'ta'amim hanal. Therefore, we need the reasons that are previously mentioned. Again, we discussed the two reasons previously. That was for the bracha. But ruach ra'a, everyone would hold that you need to wash your hands, but you would not need a bracha. Those previous reasons are needed just for the purposes of making the bracha. So here again, the Mechaber tells us that in order to get rid of the Ruach Ra, one has to wash his hands three times. So the Mishabura continues in Sefkatan Tes, La'aros aleihem, to pour on them, V'yitleim l'chatchila ad perek hazroa. L'chatchila, one should wash his hands up to his wrist. V'in ein lo maim, if he does not have enough water, dai ad kishrei etzba'osav. Then it would be enough to wash until his knuckles. V'tzarech lishod hakapos kemishe rotze l'kabel dover. One should put out his hand as if he's going to receive something. That's how we should wash, with his hand out facing upwards. The agbiim keneged harosh. And then as the water is coming on it, he should lift it up towards his head, lift it upward. Gam tov ladiach piv. It's also good for one to wash out his mouth in the morning. Ubetainis tzibur lo yadiach. But on a fast day, one should not wash out his mouth. Let's see over here a couple of interesting notes. Note number 20 says, why is it that there's an inyan to wash out one's mouth in the morning besides washing one's hands? Obatama dover kosav lahalom, the Mishiru is going to say later on, b'shem the Beis Yosef, shetzarach lahaskias Hashem ha-godol b'kdusha uv'tahara. Since we're going to be davening soon, we're going to be mentioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, we want to mention his name in holiness and in purity. And od kosav shom she'im hu istinis, ve'eno rotza lahachnas asamayim lepiv, mishum she'enam zakim hu tzalulim. If a person is a little sensitive, and the water is not so clear, not so clean, and therefore he does not want to put the water in his mouth, ein hadover ma'akvo melevarech, it will not prevent you from being allowed to make a bracha. And therefore this idea of washing out the mouth is a lechatchila dikedin, but if there's some reason why one does not want to do it, then it would be okay as well. Continuing in note 21, the Mishabura just told us that even though there is an inyan l'chatchila to wash out one's mouth, on a fast day, a public fast day, one should not wash out his mouth. And in note 21, he writes, "Vafilu misha darko lirchotz es piv kol yom b'shacharis." Even a person who normally washes his mouth every morning, kotzav ha-shulchan aruch l'kamon, the Shulchan Aruch says later on, "Shelo kosher lasos kein," that he should not wash out his mouth on a tainus. However, if he is in great tzar, great discomfort from the fact that he can't wash out his mouth, the Mishabura writes over there, that one can be matir and can wash out his mouth. However, he should be very careful to bend his head over and his mouth over downward in order that none of the water should go into his throat. And there we said that even if it's Tisha B'Av, which is even a more serious fast day, one could be matir if he is in tremendous tzar. However, on Yom Kippur, one should be machmir never to put water into his mouth. Continuing in the Mishabura, we're up to Sivkotan Yud. The Mechaber had said that to get off the Ruach Ra, a person should wash his hands three times on each hand. Zot the Mishabura in Sivkotan Yud, Even if a person pours a lot of water at one time, it does not help and prevent and enable you to do it less than three times. Because the ruach ra does not go off unless you have the water going on three times. Dahainu pam achas al yad yamin. First you pour it one time on the right hand, the achakach al yad smol, and then you wash on the left hand, ad shalosh pa'amim b'seirugin. And that way you do it three times, switching off, right, left, right, left, right, left. And that's how you do it. No matter how much water you pour on the first time, you're still going to need the three times on each hand to get rid of the ruach ra'a. U'b'sefer ma'aseh rav kosav, arba pa'amim, that one should really, in fact, pour it four times on each hand. Shalosh pa'amim lahavir ruach ra'a, three times to remove the ruach ra'a, like we mentioned previously. V'harevias lahavir hamayim shenitmu, and the fourth time that you're pouring on each hand is to remove the water that became tamei, that got the ruach ra'a off. And in note 22, he points out, in terms of seirugin, in terms of switching off between the right and the left, by the fourth Netila, Rechaim Kanievsky says that the minhag ha'olam is lito gam netila zula seirugin. The minhag is to do it a fourth time, just like the first three times, right and then left. Ula medina misaber she'ein tzarech. But lemaisa mikradin, you wouldn't need to do that. And the logic is obvious that since the first three times are to get off the ruach ra, and the way in which we get off the ruach ra is to wash three times of a seirugin, the fourth time is really just to wash the tamei water away. So it wouldn't really matter that it's done b'seirugin or you just rinse it off under the sink. It shouldn't be a difference. But the minhag is, like the Chaim Kanievsky says, to wash four times b'seirugin. Continues the Mishabura and says, Tarach lahazir lanoshim sheyezaru b'netilas yadayim shalosh pa'amim b'seirugin kemoha anoshim. One needs to warn the women that they should be careful about the netilas yadayim three times b'seirugin, just like men. There is no difference between the men and the women when it comes to negavasir. V'gam kihei mesaknos ha'macholim. Also, because women are the ones that are usually preparing the food, shelo yitamu b'yadayim. We don't want the food to become tummy through their hands that were not washed properly. Gam yesh li zoyer shakatanim yitlu yedeim b'shachris. One should also be careful that children should wash their hands in the morning negavaser, ki nogim b'machal, because they also touch food. Ubenegias akum b'macholim below netilas yadayim ein lochosh. However, if a goy touches food without washing his hands, you don't have to be concerned. Alo makabli tuma, because they are not makabel tuma, and therefore the only chash over here is for a yid, and therefore whether it's men, women, or children, they all should be careful about washing negavaser in the morning. Now, when we discuss children, so the shaila is, at what point should children start washing negelaser? So to see the discussion about the age of the children, we'll see many opinions in note number 23. In terms of touching food for a child that has not reached the age of chinuch, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes, shenogu lahokel ba, that a child that has not yet reached the age of chinuch, the minhag is to be lenient that he can touch food even if he did not wash. V'hosef shemish nizar minigiyah shel katan kvar miyom hamila. He adds on that one who is cautious about washing his child's hands, his son's hands, from the day of the mila, from the eighth day of his life already, kadosh yomer lo. He would be considered a kadosh, a holy person. That is certainly a hider, and the best way to do it, to wash the kid's hands already when he's 8 days old. But even if he's older than that and he did not yet reach the age of chinuch, it would be okay if he touches the food. Even though, again, the minhag is to be lenient on the food that's touched by a katan until the katan reaches the age of chinuch, one should be machmir even from the eighth day, from the day of the mila. And some say that from the day of the mila already, it's maker adin. Now let's just read the more contemporary posts and what they say about it. Continuing in the second paragraph of note 23, V'das HaRav Yoshev sheyesh lahakbid lito yodav shalakota mizman shemasri lalechas. One should be makbid to start washing his son's hands, his child's hands, from the time that he starts to walk. U'bekuntres mitzvah aschinuch v'isr shekem uva b'shmo. In another sefer, it's written in Rav Yoshev's name, sheroi lito lakotan es yodav magil shebo hu mevin mashar v'dabrim imo. That the age is when a child starts understanding what you're talking about when you speak to him, that's the age that you should start washing his hands. So either it's the time he starts to walk, or the time he starts to understand when a person speaks to him. And the final opinion, the Gunnar Chaim Kanievsky, Hora Sheroy Litlo Yedehem Me'oz Shenogin B'Yedehem B'Machal O'Bepiyem O'Beinehem. The time that it's befitting to start washing a child's hands is a time when his hands start touching food and his mouth and his eyes. He's moving his hands around a lot. He should already wash his hands at that point. And one more, b'shem achazanish hevi sheish lahatim litulas yadeim lifnei shegiu lechlal negiyah. He says a little bit earlier, even before they get to the point of touching. Bekitzer, what we see over here is definitely the seriousness of washing a child's hands. The exact age obviously is a machlokas, but obviously the younger the better, and the youngest possible time would be from the yom hamila. But certainly, once a kid gets to the age of chinuch, then it's absolutely required. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber. We're up to Siv Gimel, which again is the second line on page test. The Mechaber says, Lo yiga biyado kodem netila lapeh v'lo lachotem v'lo laaznayim v'lo lainayim. One should not touch with his hands before he washes netila shadayim in the morning. He should not touch his mouth. He should not touch his nose. He should not touch his ears. And he should not touch his eyes, any of the openings of the body. Says the Mishabur in Sivkot and Yir Alev kodem netila. Why shouldn't he touch all these different parts of the body before he washes? Mipnei sha'ruach ra hashor al yadayim yucho lahazik le'ilu ha'ivarim. Because of the ruach ra that is still on the hands before he washes his netilas yadayim, it could possibly chas v'shalom damage these limbs, and therefore one should not touch these limbs before he washes. Sivkaton yudbeis, the mishaburu says velola inayim, he shouldn't touch his eyes. V'yesh li'zor afilu agabe einov mibachutz im efshalo. One should be cautious by his eyes, even not to touch the outside of his eyelids before he washes negavaser, if it's possible to be careful about that. Continues the Mechaber weiter in Siv Dalet. Afilu mi shenotol yodov lo yamashmesh bepi hatabas tomid. Even one who already washed his hands. So this is not an issue of ruach ra from before netilas yadayim. Even one who already was notol yodov, he should not touch the pi hatabas tomid, which is the makom where the gedolim comes out. Mipnei shemivyasa l'dei tachtonios, because it leads him to this disease of tachtonios. Lo yiga b'mekom hakaza, a person also should not touch the place where he had let blood. Shemishmush hayad mazik lechabura, because the touching of the hand, again, nothing to do with negavaser, the touching of the hand in that place is not good for the wound. Says the Mishabura in Sivkaton Yud Gimel, the Mechaber was talking in Siv Dalet about even one who washed his hands not to touch the piyatabas and not to touch the makom hakaza. But the Mishabura says, the kodem netila, before he washes, yesh osri miliga b'piyatabas afilu b'mikra. Then there are those who ask her touching the piyatabas even one time, just like we had in the last Siv by the eyes, the ears, the nose, and the mouth, even one time, because it is an opening of the body. What the Mechaber is discussing over here is one who's touching it often, so then it's a problem even after you wash Netilas Yadayim. It's dangerous. Says the Mishabura Vaiter in the middle of Sivkaton Yud Gimel, V'chein lo amo, and so too the place where the Ketanim comes out of, B'mkom ha'nekev afilu himunasui, people should be careful not to touch the opening even for a person who is married. That's also talking about before he washes negavaser, because again, that's an opening of the body. V'chein ki agavna b'mokom nekev akaza, and so too the hole where the bloodletting was what took place. Ki oz yuchol haruach ro lahazik l'chol nekev shebaguf. Because at that point, before he washes negavaser, as we mentioned previously, a ruach ra could cause damage to any opening of the guf, and therefore the same way we want to avoid the openings mentioned in Siv Gimel, we'll also want to avoid the openings mentioned in Siv Dalet. But the additional chiddush of Siv Dalet is that even after negavaser, these areas you don't want to touch too often, because that would be dangerous, even not counting in the ruach ra. Says the Mechaber Vaiter in Siv Hei, Lo yiga begigis sheichar, one should not touch a barrel of beer, shemishmush hayad mafsir hasheichar, because the touching of the hand on the beer already, on the gigis of sheichar, already ruins the beer. Says the Mishabura in Sivkotan Yudalit, mafsir hasheichar, v'imnoga b'machal kodem shenotal yodov. If he touched the food before he washed his hands, any food, ein leser ha-machal ayidei zeb. We do not have to ask for the food. This is the bottom line. If one did touch food before washing negavaser, the food does not become aser. Aval lechadchila ma'od yesh lizar shlo yiga oz b'shumachal. However, one should lechadchila be very, very careful not to touch food. So again, one should be careful not to touch food, but it will not ask for the food. V'im noga ba'ochel, and if one did touch food before he washed negavaser, yedichenu shalosh pa'amim, you should wash the food off 3 times. V'chein ein lishtos ashan tabak kodem netilas yadayim. Person also should not smoke. Person should really never smoke. But a person who does smoke should be careful not to smoke before netilas yadayim in the morning as well. Look at note number 25. We discussed over here in the Mishnah Berurah that one who did touch food, you should wash it off 3 times. So in Nil 25, he points out, if you touch fruits and vegetables that you normally peel, so there Chaim Kanievsky says, you should even wash off that fruit three times, even if you're going to peel it. Before you peel it, wash off the fruit. Now besides hands that were not washed yet, there are other ways that Ruach Ra can get transferred. And that is kigon shum kolof, like leaving over a peeled garlic, butzel kolof, a peeled onion, obeitza klufa, a peeled egg, sha'over aleim alayla, that were left overnight. So those things also get a ruach ra upon them. Sha'osr la'okhla mishum reach ra, like the Gemara Nida tells us, these things are forbidden to be eaten because of ruach ra. So kosav ha'artzos achayim shalom mo'il la'adichem shalosh ba'amim, those things, it will not help to wash them off three times. Kevan she'ein lidmos ruach ra achas l'ruach ra acheres. You can't compare the different evil spirits. There's one ruach ra that comes on your hand in the morning before you wash nekavaser. There's another ruach ra that comes on an egg that's peeled, or a garlic or an onion that's peeled, and is left overnight. But the two ruach ra's cannot be compared, and therefore, just because the Mishabura tells us that to wash it off three times when it comes to food that you touch before nekavaser does not mean that that will apply to these other foods that got a different ruach ra. Od Kosav Sham, he writes further over there in the Artos HaChaim, Shadocha Shalosh Pa'amim Eina Mo'ila Elo L'Davar Yavish. This idea of washing it off three times when it has the Ruach Ra on it only works for something that is dry. Avalol L'Davar Lach does not help with something that is wet. And therefore, it's limited to the types of food that you can wash off. And again, the idea of washing off the food three times is similar to washing the hands three times. It's three washings that removes the Ruach Ra. Let's just finish up note 25. The Stechemet brings the words of the Mishabura that he brings in the name of the Artos Chaim. And again, he's Mesupak if this washing off will work for other Ruach Ra. The Kosef Shigam Esrog Shahaya Tachas Amita. Another Ruach Ra is when one leaves an Esrog under his bed. Efshir Shiyeshto Takana Ladichel Shalosh Ba'avim. He says it is possible over there that washing it off three times would work. But again, we don't know all these different aspects of Ruach Ra. For our purposes, food that's touched before Negavasser, if it is a solid food, can be washed off three times. And even if it would not be washed off, the food will not become Aser. But again, one should be very, very careful al-Chachila not to touch food before Negavasser. Let's go weiter in Sif Vav. The Mechaber says, Ein tzarech revias l'netilas yadayim with tefillah. When it comes to washing negavaser in the morning for tefillah, one does not require a revias of water. Says in Mishabura in Sifkaton Tezvav, Ratzalomer means to say, "Di avod ein ma'akev habracha umuvarich al netilas yadayim." What it means to say is that b'di'evet, if you do not have a revias, it will not prevent you from making a bracha, and you could still make a bracha of al netilas yadayim even though you wash it less than a revias. Avol lechatchila tov lahakbid shielo gam kin revias. However, lechatchila one should be cautious that he does wash with a revias. Ukmoshe kasa b'sif she'acharzel, like we're going to see in Sif Zayim, dekoy gam al shielo revias. That these rules that we're going to see about netilas yadayim for davening, how it's similar to Netilas Yadayim for Achila, will also include this idea of having a revias l'chadchila, u'kumo shekasu ha'achorim, like the Achorim, right. Let's do one more sif. Let's start Sif Zayin. Tov l'hakbe b'netilas yadayim shachrus b'chol ha'advarim ha'ma'akbe b'netilas yadayim l'suda. It's good to be makbid by washing one's hands in the morning on all the things that a person is makbid on in washing his hands for a suda. Says the Ramah, Miu einu ma'akev lo kli v'lo koch gavra. However, it will not be ma'akev in your bracha on your negavaser if you are lacking a vessel or if you are lacking koch gavra, which means a person pouring it on as opposed to a faucet or some other way that the water is flowing onto your hands. Ushar hadvarim haposlim b'netila ha'su'uda. Or the other things that pasul by netilas yadayim ha'su'uda will not be ma'akev to netilas yadayim for tefillah shachris. Says the Mishabura in Sifkaton Tes Zayin, Eino Ma'akev, all the things that are Ma'akev by Netilas Yadayim for Suda are not Ma'akev over here. Rotz Lomer means to say, the Eved Le'inyan HaBracha. It means to say that, but the Eved, if you washed in one of these ways that wouldn't be good for the Suda, you could still make a Bracha of Anatilas Yadayim on your Negelvasser with such a washing. V'yuchal Avarich Anatilas Yadayim, and again, you could make the Bracha of Anatilas Yadayim. O Afilu L'chadchila Heicha Di'esh Shebinyan Acher. Or if you're in a situation where you can't do it any other way, then L'chadchila you can go and wash this way, planning on making a Bracha. Aval Heicha De'ef Sher Tov L'hakbid. However, if it's a case where one could be makbid to get a better kind of kli or to get koach gavra, avada, a person should l'chadchila wash for the morning the same in this, with following the same laws of washing for a suda. And the Ramah ended off and said, it's not ma'akev, not a kli, not called gavra, not any other things that possible by netila shachrit, netila suda. Says the Mishabur in Sifkot and Yudzayin, what Salamra means to say, the mahani af lahavir ruach ra. All these things, even though you're lacking in certain aspects of the netila that wouldn't be good for a suda, it would be good for shachris, and therefore it would properly remove the ruach ra. For lachain, therefore, an ain lo kli shalim, if a person does not have an entire kli, a kli that is whole, mutter lito mi kli nokuv, a person can wash his hands from a kli that has a hole but is not shalim. V'chein mi plumb, which the tagim on the bottom says, mash evas mayim, this would be something that draws water, but the comparable case would be a faucet, ash she'en kan ka gavra, even if it was a faucet that was on, that you didn't turn on and off each time, that wouldn't be good for a suda. Of course, if you keep turning it on and off, we'll discuss later how that would be ka gavra, but if it's just a faucet that is on, or some other kind of mash'evas mayim that is not ka gavra, would not be good for a suda, but b'dyevet would be okay, even with a bracha for netilas yadayim shachris. And now we're just finishing out the last line of the Mishabura on page 18. He ends off on the top line and says, "Avol im shich shech yoda b'mayim lo mahani lo ruach ro ukel kamon." However, if one just sticks his hands into water, the same water three times, that will not help the ruach ro, like we'll see in Mitzvah Shem in the next year. But the bottom line over here is that lechatchila avada, one should wash his hands in the morning with the same type of kli and the same type of kol gavra, and following all the general halachas of netilas yadayim for a suda, for his negelvasser in the morning. But the eved, any of those specific things that you don't have by negelvasser will not be ma'akev, and but the eved, if you wash that way, you could make a bracha. If it's the only way you could wash, then the chathchila, you should wash that way. However, one should not just put his hands in water three times to get rid of the ruach ra. That one mahalach would not be allowed. And we will stop here, and Mitzvah Shem will pick up next time in the Mechaber with Sif Ches.